It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
If you're not watching us on Kiss's Facebook page on Facebook Live, you're missing out.
You certainly are.
Don't worry. It's nothing. By the way, I want everybody that listens to us on the radio to know that if anything major happened on Facebook Live, we would bring it to the radio station.
Yeah,
we'd bring it to the show.
Yeah, we're just
it's
stupid.
Just nonsense conversation off the air. Like, for instance, Roy just said he wants to get rid of the didgeridoo that we have in here, and that's a no-go, bro.
Well, everyone's mouths have touched my didgeridoo, and it's disgusting.
Well, if you didn't whip your didgeridoo out all the time, maybe people wouldn't be so apt to play it.
I can't help it if my didgeridoo is the most popular thing in this studio.
Anyway, I said all you do is just cut the tip of it off. Cut the tip of your didgeridoo off.
I'm not cutting that off.
And then you have a clean didgeridoo. It's a religious thing.
Okay. So Confession Wednesday.
Let's use a Lysol wipe.
Yeah, I don't know, man. By the way, we will tell you how you can win $1,000 here. I'll tell you right now. Make sure you're listening in 7 minutes. 7 minutes, we're going to be giving away $1,000 with the Kiss Cash code. You got to listen for the code word, text it in, or go online to kiss951.com. So that's going to be coming up very soon. But this is Confession Wednesday. It's the time where we can be silly. We can say whatever's on our mind, anything that you've been holding on to, something deep, something dark. That's what we want to hear. Okay. Confession Wednesday. Hello. You are on a Confession Wednesday.
Tiffany in Lenore. Hi.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Tiffany. Okay.
So a couple years ago, around probably like 7 or 8 years ago, my husband had bought a motorcycle, and he always parked it in front of my car, and I was just learning how to drive a straight drive. So one morning I get up, go get ready for work, go out to my car. Mm-hmm. I think I'm putting it in reverse, and it's not. It's first gear. So I kind of mow over the motorcycle.
Oh.
My first instinct is to jump out, try to pick it up. Those things are so heavy, I have no idea. And so I make it all the way to the front door before I realize, like, I can't tell him. He's going to be so mad. He's going to think I did it on purpose. So I get in the car, I drive off. The whole way to work, I'm like, okay, I just need to call him and tell him and just be honest. And I can't do it. So he calls me about an hour later, and he's like, oh, my gosh, was my motorcycle knocked over when you left for work this morning? And I thought, okay, here's my time, just be honest. And I said, no.
So, who would do that?
Exactly. So he thought that it was our neighbor who we had a neighbor who would always let his dog kind of pee on the tires of the bike. And it used to drive my husband crazy.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that our other neighbor, which is my husband's really good friend, had come outside to get ready. And the guy was actually out there letting his dog pee on the bike.
So your alibi was all put together.
Exactly. So I felt so bad, though, because my husband and the other neighbor actually bullied this guy so bad. Because it was it was close to $2,000 in damage
to the bike. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So
kind of always on him, you know, you're going to pay for that. You're going to pay for that. And just bullied him all the time. And the guy actually moved.
Oh, no. And by the way, I'm just imagining Tiffany's husband being really upset. Tiffany's like, don't go so hard on him.
Yeah. He can't control.
Yeah, I'm sure. He's like, why are you not on my side? I'm sure that dynamic is going on.
So here's.
He would get mad and be like, I should just go over there and punch him in the face.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Oh, no, that's not what Jesus would do. Like, don't just punch people in the face.
Jesus would knock over my bike.
We live in a very small town, so we actually see this guy all the time. And every time my husband, he gets to 10. Every time he's like, I hate that dude. I'm like.
All right, so Tiffany, how long ago is this?
This was about 7 years ago, seven or eight.
God, what is she going to do?
What happens if she knocks the bike over again? The guy's gone. He's moved out of the neighborhood.
He still is in the town, though.
What do you say? You came all the way to your house to knock over your bike?
It's a small town, she said. Yeah.
That's what I'm going for, yeah. I just think I'm pretty good at driving a straight drive, so I'm hoping that doesn't happen again.
Oh,
and
Tiff.
He doesn't park it near me, so.
Okay,
well, it's 7 years ago, so
he'll be okay now.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah.
You get the pass.
Yeah, so Bradley, if you're listening, I'm so sorry, dude. I'm so sorry that I let you talk to that. But
All right, hold on. Do that again without us laughing. All right, go ahead. Talk to Bradley.
Okay, so Bradley, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that let's take the fall, and I'm sorry that you get all these dirty looks out in public and that you were bullied for so many years. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry you had to move. But I had to live with this dude, so I had to do it. Sorry, you shouldn't let your dog pee on the tires.
You backhanded it at the end.
Yeah. My girl.
All right, Tiff, we're going to let you go. Good luck with everything. Keep us updated, okay?
Thank you. Right. Thank you, guys.
All right, there she goes. Wow, what an amazing start to Confession Wednesday. We got more people on hold.
I love that. She goes, I'm so sorry you're a bully, but your dog shouldn't be doing that on the tire.
Someone blew a ton of money this weekend, and they shouldn't have, and someone else knows that someone's not the father of their kids, and they think they are. We're going to get into that. And, of course, your confessions at 704-570-9595.
772 or enter it online at kiss951.com or on the Kiss app.
You have 15 minutes to enter that word. Then one nationwide grand prize winner will be randomly selected to win $1,000. Good luck from the morning show that wants you to win thousands in cash. It's the Manny, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show on Kiss95.1.
I have a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show. Kiss 95.1.
And go off and get your $1,000, people.
Yeah, you know, Renee from Charlotte did yesterday. Are you going to be like Renee and get that $1,000? You got 15 minutes and good luck.
All right, let's say hi to more confessions, Roy, at 704-570-9595. Lorraine, we call it a judgment-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this guy goes by the, he just wants to go by the letter R. Hello, yeah. R.
Hello. Yep.
Hey, bud.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the good news is I took the family on a spring break cruise last week.
Okay.
And I won $3,000 in the casino.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. Wow.
Yep. Don't start clapping yet. I screwed up real good because my wife thinks I was going to put it all towards her medical bills, and I went and bought a rider mower, some outdoor patio furniture, and my favorite, the pool table. And she don't know yet. The stuff's going to be coming in probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks, and I think she's going to snap. I think I'm screwed.
Well, you know, R, Lorraine has some experience in this field, so you're not the only one.
Great point, Roy.
That is true. You know, what I like to do is leave it out in the open, and it becomes this, like, unspoken cloud over the relationship. But then once I know I can't return it, like, once I'm outside of the return policy, I'll open it.
Right.
Right. Well, there ain't no returning this. No, it's a done deal. And it's coming.
Well,
and,
oh, yeah, because the pool table, they're going to come and bring and probably put together for you. Like, it's a company. Right.
What is happening? Yep.
I think she'll be excited. Pool tables are cool.
Yeah, especially when you have to get rid of the dining room table to put it in.
Yeah.
Funny, that's what I keep telling myself, but I don't think so.
He's like, you could still eat on it. Just put some towel.
Can I ask something, R? And you don't have to tell us. You said your wife's medical bills. Is she okay?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she had a bit of minor surgery, but she can still shoot a ball on a pool table, I figure.
All right, let's go over the list again. You were supposed to pay medical bills, but you bought a pool table. What else?
A riding lawnmower.
Outdoor patio furniture and a rider mower.
Which, by the way, are all things the whole family needs.
Well, Roy, that's where I was kind of going. You know, the pool table the family can have fun with, for real. The lawnmower, okay, you need it maybe for your yard, but the outdoor furniture she could be into.
Okay, R, how much is left?
Actually, nothing. I actually spent about $300 more than that, $3,300.
See, what you should have done is bought her something nice, too, to lessen the blow.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say the patio furniture's hers.
There you go.
What do you think? That might lessen the...
You know, Ar, I don't think this is going to be as bad as you think it is.
It's Let
awful.
Me tell you something. Coming from a woman, it's going to be
it's
worse.
Be yeah, dude.
Yeah, I
figured,
you know, I've seen Snap before. I know that show.
You know what you have to do? You have to win the kiss cash code and get $1,000, and then you'll be out of the hole. You'll give her something. Your next shot to play is at 11-1 with Cameron, then 4-6 with AJ. And you the code word right now is Chase. So you have time. You got 10 minutes to get it in.
So is that Chase?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 40772 is your text number. So get on that. Okay.
Oh, I'm on it.
All right. So least we could do. Imagine if he won.
I was just about to say that he would be the luckiest person I've ever met in my entire life.
Good luck. I'm praying for everyone, but especially for R, because that would be amazing.
All right, this is Anonymous in York. You're on Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
So this is actually something that I've known for about like 6 or 7 years now, and like recent events have brought it to light even more. So when I was in high school, there's this girl that was an acquaintance of mine, and we had a really good mutual friend. She was like on again, off again with her boyfriend for years and years, and either like at the end of high school or after we graduated, she had a child. Mm-hmm. And she got pregnant, had this baby, and so she told her on again, off again boyfriend that it was his. Well, the mutual friend of ours confessed to me one night that the acquaintance of mine that was a good friend of hers said that he was not the father. It was somebody that she worked with, and she didn't tell him and didn't plan on telling him.
Wow.
That's a tricky situation. I've been in that exact situation. That exact situation. I know someone who is lying to their, I don't know what they are, fiance, and saying that it's his kid when it's not.
I feel like they've been on Facebook a lot,
posting about their little family, and they're either going to get married or they like already have, and he's so happy to like be the dad, and like he's so happy with her and in the relationship, and it's just like, I know this huge lie that you don't know, and that it would like ruin everything.
But that's what I would be upset with, not the fact, like, I mean, listen, you do you, like, that's all your issue there, but why did you involve me?
Right,
why did
you have to tell me that?
Yes. I don't want to know.
I hate that, because I'm so like, these are not my monkeys, this is not my circus, but at the same time, like, I feel like if I was in this situation, like, I would want to know, you know?
Did
like,
you just say, these are not my monkeys, this is not my circus? Because I've never heard that before, but I'm using it.
I never heard of the straight drive before when we were...
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we were talking about stick shifts.
Straight drives? Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah.
You know what comforted me? Because, again, Anonymous, I'm in this exact situation. It comforted me to knowing that... the person's still the dad, because he's going to love and care for that child as if it's his son. And the truth will always reveal itself.
Sure. And you're not the first person that's confessed that. Yeah. In fact, I think our very first Confession Wednesday ever, the very first confession we got, this woman came on. She goes, my husband thinks it's his baby and it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were like, whoa.
It always works itself.
Yeah. Out.
Well, at least that's a consolation. It's not me personally in the situation.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but I see what you mean, Loren. Like, the
thanks
less
for jumping
I know,
on. Have
right?
A great day.
Why did you feel the need to bring me into your drama?
Like, I love it when there's things that goes on at the radio station that I know nothing about. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want it.
Yeah, I know. Leave me out of it.
Yeah.
My wife was all involved in something at her job a couple months ago, and she was like, I can't. But everybody comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's the liaison between her and the management type thing. Let's go back to the monkeys in the circus.
Really? You're still on that?
Well, I'm still on that because I you know what I use and I shouldn't? Dog in a fight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right? You've heard of that before. Like, I don't have a dog in that fight. I don't have a horse in that race.
Yeah.
Well, horse in the race is, I think, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other ones that I've used.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to move on. We got to evolve as... Manny, you've got to evolve as a person, and you can't use dog in the fight anymore.
I know. Yeah. Well, you remember the time I said something on the radio I didn't know was bad, something giver.
Right, about a Native American.
I didn't know that was a bad term, but that's all I grew up on. I was like, don't be that. And then I was like, oh.
You got set straight.
I did. Yeah. I got woke. I learned.
We're here to be corrected.
Yeah, you know, it's crisscross applesauce, not sitting the other stuff.
Right. Now, you want to have an interesting conversation? Tell that to my dad. My 76-year-old dad. He's like, I'm not changing.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
Still to come.
Thank you, everyone, for getting your confessions on. An amazing Confession Wednesday. We'll do it again next week.
So there's another star headed to Las Vegas. Someone just announced their Las Vegas residency, and I think we're all going to be real excited about this one. I'll tell you who it is coming up in the Dirty on the 30 in 10 minutes. You got to get up.